Music with Meaning presents the true story of the loaf of bread. Do you know what an atheist is? It's someone who pretends not to believe in God. A certain rich man once tried to pretend he didn't believe in God. He tried very hard not to see God's love in anyone or anything.
Yes, I am an atheist, and I'm proud of it. I don't believe in God, and why should I? After all, if I want something, I'm rich enough to go out and buy it for myself. I don't need God's help. I only believe in myself and money.
Just across the road from the rich atheist lived a very poor woman. Unlike the rich man, however, she greatly loved Jesus. And though she was very poor in the things of this world, she was very rich in faith and God's spirit. And she was happy and peaceful. And she was loving to everyone she met.
What's the matter? Have you hurt yourself?
Yes, I fell over and hurt my knee and it's bleeding.
There, don't cry. Why don't we go inside my house and get it all cleaned up and put a nice bandage on it? And we could pray and ask Jesus to make it all better.
Oh, yes, please. You're such a nice lady.
But the rich man was not a good neighbor to the nice lady. He could never understand how she could be so happy without money. And he especially couldn't understand her love for Jesus. But if you want to know a secret, he was really jealous of the poor woman and even angry that all his money couldn't buy him the happiness that she had for free. So, in his selfishness and lack of love, he was sometimes quite mean to her.
Oh, wonder who that could be. Oh, do come in. I was just praying for you.
No, thank you. I don't want to come into your crummy little house. And I don't need your prayers either. I just want to tell you to keep your cat out of my garden. I'm sick and tired of seeing your cat on my property, and the next time I see it in my garden, I'll set the dog on it.
Oh, but surely the cat's not doing any damage.
That's not the point. It's my property, and I don't want your cat there. Do you understand? Why don't you ask that God of yours to give you a bigger garden of your own? Or, if he's not able to do that, just ask him to keep your cat out of mine.
Often, when the woman was walking along the hot, dusty road into the village, the atheist would ride past her in his fine carriage without even stopping to give her a ride.
Whoa, boy, whoa.
Well, how are you today? Hot, isn't it? Why doesn't your God turn down the heat a little for you?
Oh, I thought you were stopping to give me a lift into town.
Oh, no. Why don't you ask your God for a lift? Or the money to buy a nice carriage like mine. Cheer up, boy, cheer up.
Don't you worry, sir. The Lord has always taken care of me, and I know he always will. Why, I don't have to be rich to be happy.
In spite of the atheist, however, the poor woman kept her inner peace and happiness, and her faith never failed. Still, his lack of love and his foolishness often deeply saddened her. It was strange, though, that the tricks he played on the woman never seemed to work out as he had planned. For instance, one day the rich man was out walking his dog, and he passed close by an open window of the woman's little house.
Quiet, Oliver. Come on. Let's go and see who that crazy woman is talking to. We'll listen at the window. It might be good for a joke.
Inside, the woman was talking and praying to Jesus.
Dear Lord, I have no bread to eat today, nor any money to buy more. You said in Philippians 4:19 that you would supply all of our needs through your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So please, please look after me, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray.
The atheist was touched inside for a moment. But soon an impish smile played across his face as he thought of a new trick he could play on the woman. He ran quickly to his house and got a nice big loaf of bread.
Praying for bread. I know what I'll do. I'll take this loaf of bread and throw it at her through the window.
A loaf of bread. Oh, Lord, you've answered my prayer so quickly. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful loaf of bread. Truly, you have never failed. Thank you, Lord.
It wasn't God at all. It was me. So what do you think of that?
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You sent me this loaf of bread, even if you had to use the devil to bring it. Thank you, Jesus.
The man's face turned bright red. His joke had not worked again. Off he went in a very bad temper, and he was quite grumpy for the rest of the day. But deep down inside, he felt a little afraid. He was wondering if perhaps God had really used him to answer the woman's prayers.
There was a woman so poor in this world, but she was rich with her faith in the Lord. Wealthy and jealous of her happiness, her neighbor was a rich atheist. One day while hearing the poor woman pray, saying,
Dear Lord, you know I have no food today. All that I need, you have promised and said, please may I have, Lord, a nice loaf of bread.
She knew faith brings the answer, knowing that God hears your prayers. So rejoice and be thankful. Blessings are coming and God never fails.
As he was hearing the words that she spoke, he thought that he would now play her a joke. In through the window he threw her some bread. She raised her head and thanked Jesus instead.
She knew faith brings the answer, no. God hears your prayers, so rejoice and be thankful. Blessings are coming and God never fails.
What are you saying?
He said with disgust.
It was my own hands that gave you that crust.
Yes, said the woman.
God even used you. He never fails. He is faithful and true.
She knew faith brings the answer. Knowing that God hears your prayer, so rejoice and be thankful. Blessings are coming and God never fails. Faith brings the answer. Knowing that God hears your prayer,
so rejoice
and be thankful. Blessings are coming and God never fails.
So rejoice
and be thankful. Blessings are coming and God never fails.
Blessings are coming and God never fails.